Remember the Thai cave rescue? What about the mission depicted in Black Hawk Down or the epic rescue shown in Captain Phillips? You've probably heard of all of these, but did you know that U.S. Air Force Special Warfare played a pivotal role in all of them? These airmen are the most highly trained warriors on the planet. Other forces like the SEALs and Army Rangers call on them to provide skills no one else can. Not many people make the cut, but if you think you can, visit airforce.com to learn more.
Tito's handmade vodka had been mixed with its fair share of cocktails. But one night, a chilled glass topped with lime and cranberry would change everything this bottle knew about happy hour. From the producers of America's favorite vodka, it turns out the cocktail you've been waiting for was right there the whole time. The Tito's Rom Cosmo. You'll laugh, you'll cry, you'll sip with Tito's. Coming to cocktail parties near you at titosvodka.com. 40% alcohol by volume, namely 80 proof, crafted to be savored responsibly.
This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on Sirius XM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Welcome to another edition of the Busted Open After Dark Podcast. Uncle Bully back at you on a Valentine's Day 2024, breaking down Dynamite. Matthew and Nicholas Jackson, the Young Bucks, flexing their EVP muscle. I love the entire segment, but I didn't like the match. But it's not for the reasons you might think. Swerve, Hangman, Joe, middle of the ring, tension, flaring, a big three-way coming up at Revolution. Also, Adam Copeland and our guest from this morning, Daniel Garcia. Straight up, one-on-one for the first time. What kind of finish did we get? What kind of ending did we get? Thanks for tuning in. I'm Uncle Bully. This is the Busted Open After Dark Podcast. Turn it up. Dynamite's going off the air. All right. Wild, wild main event on what I thought was a pretty interesting show. Woo! I'm blown to the gills. Welcome, everybody. Thanks for tuning in tonight. Busted Open After Dark. I'm Uncle Bully. I talk pro wrestling and I play rock and roll. And to all of my love slaves out there, Uncle Bully is here in the flesh, baby. Happy Valentine's Day to all of the lovely ladies out there. All of the lovely ladies tuning in tonight to hear the super sexy swinging sounds of my sandpapery smooth voice. Tonight, as I said on Busted Open this morning, I want to hear from the ladies. I want to hear from our female fans out there tonight who may have been at AEW Dynamite in Texas or watched at home. 877-344-4893. 877-344-4893. Also, it is Valentine's Day. And if you find yourself single with nobody to cuddle with and nobody to give Valentine's presents to, and you need some love advice, please call me. I'll try to help you out. When it comes to this stuff, I should have been a psychiatrist or a psychologist or one of those ists. Okay, we'll help you out with your love life, whatever you want to talk about. But there are a lot of things from Dynamite that I wanted to get into tonight. There are quite a few segments that I enjoyed. Also, no matter where you're listening tonight, screen cap and post, and I'll hit the retweet. Want to hear where the nation's at on this Valentine's Day across the good old U.S. of A. I really enjoyed the Young Bucks segment. I liked how the Young Bucks pulled up in a private plane, still in the same suits, the white suits, the blood-stained white suits that they had beaten and battered Darby Allin and Sting in. And they get off the plane and they're so pompous. They're so arrogant. And they step into the SUV and they're on their way to the show. They did an earlier today when the Bucks landed. I mean, these EVPs, Matthew and Nicholas, are really flexing their status within the company. So later on in the night, we got the Bucks versus Top Flight. Now, I loved the segment, but I didn't like the match. Not the actual match. I thought what they did in the ring was fine. You got a typical Top Flight versus Young Bucks match. It's not about the physicality. It's not about the match. It's that I didn't think they needed the match. What I would have loved to have seen, you got to remember, these are EVPs. Nicholas and Matthew are EVPs. They have power. The only guy in the company with more power than Matthew and Nicholas is good old TK, Tony Khan, who, by the way, has an open invite to call me on Busted Open After Dark any Wednesday night he wants. Would love to talk to Tony about Dynamite or anything else he might want to talk about in AEW. So when I say I didn't like the match, I would have loved for the bell to ring and the people really behind Top Flight. And then the EVPs basically tell Top Flight to lay down. Lay down in the middle of the ring and get pinned. Otherwise, you're fired. Or impose their will on the ref and tell the ref, if you don't count these guys out or something like that, he's fired. I like the idea better with Top Flight, not really on the ref. Tell Top Flight, one of those guys, that they have to lay down. Otherwise, by tomorrow, they are jobless. Top Flight has no choice. They don't want to lose their jobs. They lay down in the middle of the ring. Nicholas or Matthew tops one of them, 1, 2, 3. What a bully mentality that would be. What a flex of their EVP muscles that would be. Could you imagine the heat if the Bucks just took the match away from the people? And if you didn't want to, at least, if you didn't want to do that, you could have at least started the match. And Top Flight are kicking the Bucks' ass. As a matter of fact, neither Buck, Matthew or Nicholas, gets in one piece of offense. And then they basically grab a microphone and tell one of the Top Flight guys, if you don't lay down and take the pin, you're fired by tomorrow. Either one of those ideas would have gotten tremendous heat on Nicholas and Matthew, which is what the Bucks are going for right now. As much heat as you can possibly get going into Revolution against Darby Allin and Sting. I would have loved to have seen that happen. It didn't. They went with the match. The match was fine. But there was really no big deal about the match. I thought the segment could have been designated for just heat driven. I don't think Top Flight got over anymore in people's eyes. And if it was a time thing, like we needed time filled on the show, which is never an issue for AEW, you could have put on another match. You could have given somebody 5 more minutes, or you could have given the women a little bit extra time, or anything with it. After the match is over and the Bucks win, we get Tony Schiavone in the ring. And the Bucks take exception to everything that Schiavone has been saying about them over the past couple of weeks. The Bucks declared themselves the number one contenders, and they even had a graphic up to prove it. And then they tell Tony that they're fining him. Fining him for breach of contract and all of the disparaging comments he's made about them. And then I think it was Nicholas shoulder chucked Tony. You know, the same way that The Rock shoulder chucked Seth Rollins. And they knocked Tony Schiavone right on his ass. And that crowd booed. It's kind of like putting your hands on JR back in the day. They didn't like that. Fans hated it. They love Schiavone in AEW, as they should. Schiavone is excellent at what he does. Schiavone bumps on his ass. The Bucks are standing over him, brooding over him. You don't have to be big to be a bully, folks. Some of the best bullies out there are smaller dudes. Now, both Bucks are standing over an older, fallen down Tony Schiavone. And then they decide to pick him up. They get him to his knees and they threaten the EVP trigger. Darby Allin comes down to make the save. And Darby Allin cuts a very passionate promo on the Bucks. I saw some of you talking on the old Twitter machine, and you were saying that you thought it was Darby's best promo in AEW.
Hey everyone, Lindsay Rhodes here. And with the NFL season underway, I am thrilled to announce that my podcast, The NFL Roadshow, will be dropping 3 times a week. On Mondays, we're going to recap the most interesting stories to come out of the NFL weekend. Wednesdays are going to be for a bit of a deeper discussion. And on Fridays, we're going to bring you the best of my SiriusXM fantasy show with the great Michael Fabiano, Fantasy Dirt. So please, subscribe today, wherever you stream your podcasts or listen on the SXM app, included with most subscriptions.
Warmer, sunnier days are calling. Fuel up for them with Factor's no prep, no mess meals. Meet your wellness goals in time for summer thanks to the menu of chef-crafted meals with options like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. So no matter how busy you are, you'll always have time to enjoy nutritious, great-tasting meals. With 35 different meals and more than 60 add-ons to choose from every week, you'll always have new flavors to explore. Crush your wellness goals this May with dietitian-approved meals and ingredients that you can trust. Treat yourself to restaurant-quality meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, and blackened salmon. Head to factormeals.com/busted50 and use code BUSTED50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month. That's code BUSTED50 at factormeals.com/busted50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active.
Lori, how are you tonight?
I am good. I talked to you this morning and I had to make sure I called in tonight to hear that amazing voice again.
Twice in one day, Lori. I love that.
How can a girl get so lucky?
Keep feeding my ego, sister. I love it. Did you watch Dynamite tonight, Lori?
I did watch Dynamite tonight.
Talk to me about your favorite segment on the show.
I got to say it's Adam Copeland because I've followed him since day one. I like that segment, and I really actually like what Christian did within that segment as well.
So you're an Adam Copeland fan, but you like what Christian did to Adam Copeland tonight?
But only because of what they do together and in their years of work together.
Yep.
It's gonna come to a huge I'm trying to think of the best word.
Come to a head.
Adam Copeland's gonna get what he needs to have happen to him. And Christian's going to get his. That's the way I see it.
We had Daniel Garcia on this morning, as you know. How did you feel about Garcia's performance?
I thought Daniel Garcia did very well. He has leaps and bounds from what he was doing before when he was with Jericho. And I think Daniel Garcia is doing very good for himself right now. God's
awesome, Lori. Awesome. Thank you for calling in. Thanks for the feedback, and I appreciate you.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Happy Valentine's Day, baby. I'm glad that Lori mentioned Ariel's popping because I just called her baby. I mentioned Adam Copeland. It's a coincidence that she talked about Copeland. I'd like to get into that next. Adam Copeland versus Daniel Garcia, who we had on Busted Open earlier this morning. If you missed it, you can always check it out on the podcast, on the YouTube link, and we also threw up some video on the old Twitter machine, so check it all out, especially the YouTube. Go to the Busted Open YouTube channel, check out all the videos, hit the subscribe button. You forgot the bell, Andre. Thank you. Sounds like if you tied a bell around Dreamer's neck, that's what it would sound like. So Copeland and Garcia, the crowd was split 50-50 for the majority of the match, which is a good sign for Daniel Garcia really getting over with that AEW crowd. They split down the middle with the let's go chants, you know, like let's go Daniel, let's go Adam. I thought they had a really strong match. Nothing crazy, because as Daniel Garcia told us this morning, this is the first time him and Edge have ever been in a ring together. So they played it safe yet effective. They had a good wrestling match. And that's what you want to do. K-I-S-S. On this Valentine's Day, K-I-S-S is important, because I hope you all get kissed. And K-I-S-S stands for keep it simple, stupid. First time in a ring, keep it stay to the basics. Give me a little bit of flavor here and there and work a good match, especially because of the end result. We don't get a finish in the match because Luchasaurus and Nick Wayne hit the ring. They run in and they beat up both Garcia and Adam Copeland. And then here comes Christian and Mama Wayne to the ring. Mama Wayne dressed all in black. Be my Valentine. Come waltzing to the ring. And they're going to do some damage. Christian goes under the ring to get some chairs. At first, I thought he was going for a table. And then I remembered, oh, wait, that's my gimmick. Christian uses the concerto. Daddy Magic, who is at ringside in Daniel Garcia's corner. Actually, he was on announce with the guys, with Taz and Shivani and Excalibur. Daddy Magic tried to stop him. Didn't work because Luchasaurus came up from behind Daddy Magic and blasted him with a clothesline in the back of the head. Christian was about to give a concerto to Garcia, but Edge made the save. And then Edge had Christian dead to rights in the corner. And the crowd wanted to see, did I say Edge? Copeland. The crowd wanted to see Copeland just destroy Christian. And then in through the back door comes Mama Wayne and buries her arm right in between Copeland's legs. Low blow, Mama Wayne on Adam Copeland. Sounds bad, but it ain't the worst thing in the world. But it hurt because Copeland went down. Everybody started to get behind Copeland at this point. They obviously, well, they weren't really behind Adam. They were more chanting Christian sucks. Great heat once again for Christian and his whole patriarchy. Christian winds up giving Copeland the concerto. And when I tell you this concerto took the life out of the room, like, and not in a bad way, in a good way, there was a gasp. Kudos also to the cameramen in AEW and the producers who got the shot right. I was worried because when Christian lift that chair up, they were shooting it from the side and then they went straight to a hard camera shot and it looked perfect. Excellent job by AEW's production team on that call. Brutal concerto, and you just heard the life come out of the room because of how brutal it looked, but more importantly, how brutal it sounded. One of the things that I teach my students at the Team 3D Academy, one of the things that I try to help younger wrestlers with is we don't just cater to the eyes. We cater to the ears too. And if things can sound worse than they look, you're going to get a bigger reaction because it's that sound that makes you jump. And that's exactly what happened tonight. When Christian connected, those people were like, ooh! And then they went silent because I don't think they thought it was going to happen. Big heat. And the heels all stand tall with Christian putting one leg up on top of Copeland and raising his championship while Mama Wayne looked on, while Nick Wayne looked on, and while Luchasaurus looked on. Strong segment. Good match. Got the business done. Move the story forward. We still don't have a number one contender. I hope they don't turn it into a three-way, because that's the same thing that's going on with Joe, Swerve, and Hangman. We got our three-way at Revolution. And by the way, great job by Joe, Swerve, and Hangman on the show with the in-ring promos that each guy cut. Big heat for Christian and the family. We'll see where it goes from here. Daniel Garcia, thanks for coming on Busted Open this morning. I thought the chat we had was great. I thought you did a great job with our interview. I thought you did a great job tonight. You put the levity in the right spot. We talked about levity earlier. You got the dance in, and you had a good match. Two thumbs up from Uncle Bully to Daniel Garcia.
Busted Open is part of the SiriusXM Sports Podcast Network. If you enjoyed this episode and want to hear more, please give a 5-star rating and leave a review. Subscribe today wherever you stream your podcast. Catch the full 3 hours of Busted Open every day of the week at 9 a.m. Eastern on SiriusXM Fight Nation, channel 156. Go to SiriusXM.com/BustedOpenTrial to start your free trial today.
Tito's Handmade Vodka had been mixed with its fair share of cocktails. But one night, a chilled glass topped with lime and cranberry would change everything this bottle knew about happy hour. From the producers of America's favorite vodka, it turns out the cocktail you've been waiting for was right there the whole time. The Tito's Rum Cosmo. You'll laugh, you'll cry, you'll sip with Tito's. Coming to cocktail parties near you at titosvodka.com. 40% alcohol by volume, namely 80 proof, crafted to be savored responsibly.
If a friend asks how you're doing, and you say,
I'm okay.
When the truth is,
I don't want my problems to burden anyone.
Or you say,
hang it in there.
Because
if I ask for help, they'll just think I'm weak.
Then this is your sign to call, text, or chat. 988 for free, confidential support. Anytime. You don't have to hide how you feel.